This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Chardonnay, it's a death row pardon, 2 minutes too late, and isn't it ironic, don't you think? It's like rain.
Good advice that you just didn't take. Who would have thought it would figure out? Oh my God, I'm a horrible singer. Mamaholics, thank you very much for tuning in to my mom's favorite podcast right here on the HMB Radio Network. I am your favorite host of this podcast and the only host of this podcast, James Bailey, as always. Back in the studio, and you're listening to Alanis Morissette. Isn't it ironic? Because she is one of Canada's finest exports. God damn it, one of finest exports. We have one of Canada's greatest mistakes. The bastard child they never wanted, the one they've tried to get rid of. I love him anyway. You guys love him. He's been on here before. Please introduce, all the way from Canada, Kevin.
You're really good at introductions.
I'm so bad. That was my second shot, too.
I have some bad news for you, though.
What?
I used up all of my interesting conversation in the 3 minutes you just had to deliver.
Ah, no. All right, guys, you're about to get an hour and 25 minutes of just...
I'm just going to breathe heavy.
Don't do that. I might have a female listener, and I don't want to make her uncomfortable. Stop. Don't
your,
do that.
Your girlfriend might be listening.
No, I told you we broke up. Don't mention that. And she wasn't my girlfriend. We were seeing each other.
I was mentioning your fake girlfriend. Not
oh, well, she wasn't fake. She totally existed. That broad. Yeah, sorry, feminists. Guess what? Hillary lost. I can say whatever the fuck I want. No, I'm kidding. I'm so kidding. Please, I'm so sorry.
I said that to my niece today. She grabbed an American flag out of the umbrella stand, and I was like, no, Lillian, it's not your country anymore. And then you threw it on the ground.
I put it on Twitter and my Facebook. I'm like, we just taught our daughters that they can be anything they want, just not president. The U.S. would rather elect a racist Cheeto than a woman.
I also taught my niece to do the yes chant, so I feel like that's
it balances.
A step forward.
It
for
balances,
women.
Yeah. She could totally be like a little Nikki Bella. And
I would want her to be Brie Bella.
Brie's the one that's banging John Cena, right?
No, Nikki is.
I got him backwards.
Brie's the one with the small boobies.
Oh, you mean the natural boobies?
Yeah, I mean her boobies.
Yeah. It's ridiculous when, like, female wrestlers...
My theory is that there was a third Bella twin, and Nikki's breasts ate her in the womb.
No, dude, those breasts didn't happen until they were, like... they were already in the WWE, and they were wrestling as a tag team, and they used to do this twin magic where, like, one of them would, like, get hurt, and, like, the referee would get distracted, and they would, like, switch out. So the one that was, like, all fresh would lay down like she was hurt, and when the other girl went to grab her, she'd, like, quick jump up and, like, do a small cradle, 1, 2, 3, and be like, twin magic, oh my God, the Bella's doing it again, and they're like, ha-ha, bitches.
Like the Bumblebee twins.
Was that? Yeah, was maybe?
There was something. It was in, like, the 80s.
Yeah, well...
And they were always running under the mat.
Almost any time you have a black tag team, they'll do that. I'm not even joking.
Did they do it with the New Day?
They've done it with the New Day. Xavier Woods swapped out for Kofi Kingston. Okay... Xavier Woods is a solid 3 inches shorter, but like 20 pounds heavier. He's much thicker, more muscular. And he has like an afro that he wears in a bun, whereas Kofi Kingston is taller, leaner, and has fucking dreadlocks in two buns, Princess Leia style. They want us to swallow the fact that it's just like, oh yeah, they swapped on, the ref didn't even notice. All black guys look alike.
Like, I'm very racist, and I can tell the difference.
Oh, I know. It hurts me every time you come over and you just start spewing your Trump rhetoric.
He's saving the country.
Ooh.
Did you not feel great yesterday morning? Did you not wake up feeling great yesterday morning?
The views of Kevin the Canadian are the views of him alone. They do not reflect the views of HMB Radio or my mom's favorite podcast. No, I didn't.
They reflect the views of goddamn America.
So much of America.
I'm just kidding. Trump's garbage.
Well, they're both garbage.
Yeah. I never said Hillary wasn't garbage.
Yeah, they're both absolute stacks of hot garbage.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Put something else in your mouth, bitch.
Hopefully that
Trump's
pipe.
President. Do what I want. Huh?
Hopefully that pipe.
Oh, did you say that thing?
Yeah. Because
it can be that thing.
No, I said
pipe. We can get real fucking weird on this podcast.
Do you really want to have a weird contest with me?
Not really.
I didn't think so.
You look like a fucking psychopath. The man is wearing red and white Canadian pants. One leg is white with red maple leaves, and then, you know, vice versa on the other leg. Greetings from Canada, Zombie Beaver shirt. And, you know what, I actually respect the shit out of that Zombie Beaver shirt.
I feel like you might be, like, it's a pretty awesome shirt.
It's a fucking phenomenal shirt. I like the movie, too. Have you seen the movie?
I have not.
It's fucking awesome. It's on Netflix.
My brother tried to get me to watch it. I don't think I made it very far.
It's good. You got to get high and watch it.
Have you seen Let's Go to Prison?
I fucking love that movie! I almost watched it again the other night. Because I was like, what should I watch? I'm like, Let's Go to Prison. Dude,
we're
it's so
not
good.
Talking about
yo, we're talking. That's all we're talking about. No. Bob Odenkirk.
Boom.
Bob
yes,
Odenkirk
move.
Is the fucking
yes,
man.
Move. Topics from the bowl.
Holy shit! I don't think anybody's ever gone onto
topics
a bowl hits.
Bowl. Yeah.
This quick.
Every time you mention a horror movie, Shark Facts, or Let's Go to Prison. I'm grabbing a topic from the bowl.
All right, for those listeners,
I have an audience to impress as well.
For those listeners, you bet you got an audience. For
my
those
friends
listeners,
listen, I guarantee you, your audience triples what I want here.
Mainly
because six of my friends listen to it.
Oh, then it just doubles.
And
it just doubles. Oh, then it doubles plus one. I got at least six or seven solid listeners, maybe more. I don't know. Probably not.
But my listeners are international.
Are they still in Canada?
I know people in Canada.
Yeah, but do they talk to you?
Since
you denounced your Canadianness?
If they're listening, do any of you have a place I can crash?
Let's talk about that real quick. We're going to talk about the topic. Rules are rules. So wait, because I explain it. For any new listeners,
we grab paper out of a fucking bowl.
It's called the bowl hits or hits from the bowl. Now, okay, I guess proceed. Let's go.
No wonder these things last
you've ruined
for
it.
3 hours.
Dude, don't scare them like that. They're like, I can't listen to this shit for 3 hours.
Is weed legal in Canada? That's
yeah.
what the topic is.
I wrote that, and I'm going to give you a little hint here. Most of the topics, if not all of the topics, it's all of them, that I wrote down just are information that I need to know before I move to Canada.
I will do my best. I haven't been there in a while, though.
All right.
I know there's no more pennies.
There's no more loonies. America has pennies.
What? No.
I thought they were called loonies.
Loonies are dollar coins.
What?
Pennies are pennies.
Wait, you use dollar coins on a regular basis?
And $2 coins.
What?
Yeah. It's a nightmare. Imagine losing change in the couch and you're at like $15.
Dude. I mean, so basically my options.
You also had glow-in-the-dark dinosaur money.
So, wait, what? Wait. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
wait,
yeah,
what?
That was awesome. There was like a limited edition like glow-in-the-dark dinosaur. And that's one thing I'll let you Google.
Are you it's legal tender?
I mean, it was at some point. I think they're out of production now, but yeah, it was like legit. I'm pretty sure. That's what the headline I read 17 years ago told me.
Bitch, you can't read.
Weed is not yet legal in Canada.
Don't they? Because I thought I read something.
The current Prime Minister, Trudeau, pledges to make it legal. But, I mean, there's all like the red tape and shit that they got to go through.
Glow-in-the-dark dinosaur coin. Are you fucking serious? Dinosaur. Colored glow-in-the-dark coin, 2012, Royal Canadian, 25 cent, it appears, oh my god, your fucking country had a 25 cent glow-in-the-dark
yeah.
fucking coin. Are you fucking serious?
You also have, like,
they're collectible
playing.
Quarters featuring a dinosaur on one side that will light up in your pocket, but they cost more. That's how much sense Canada makes. I have to spend more than a quarter to get a quarter because it glows in the dark. I have to have a bigger quarter to have $2, or I can live in Trump's America.
I was going
to
say, do you want me to mention how much sense America makes right now? This is not the podcast to make Canadian jokes, my friend.
No,
This is not the week.
No, no American you know what, America? You are not allowed to talk shit about Canada, Mexico, Manila. But we are not supposed to elect. We are not supposed
legally,
to.
Legally, I think we're actually supposed to talk shit about Mexicans.
Well, now we are, yeah. Yeah, I would like to say, though, Emperor Trump, I'm with you, buddy. Let's do this. Let's make America great again. I may have talked shit about you in the past, but I knew you could beat her. And I actually did. If you go back to my old podcast, I talk a lot of shit on Donald Trump. But before the primaries last year, I was had somebody on here who was a huge Bernie supporter. And I was like, look, dude, I'm pulling for Bernie. Because Trump is going to win the Republican nomination. Like, I knew this months ahead of time. He was just, the way he was crushing everybody in the debates, I was like, no.
It was really embarrassing.
It was fucking, like.
For everybody.
It was kind of funny at first, but then, like.
I still think it's funny.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there, because.
Like, the president doesn't have
a lot of power.
Much,
yeah.
Actual power.
Oh, well, we're going to find out.
Like,
we're going to find out exactly how much he can do without Congress's approval.
I think. Culturally, America is going to take a few steps back, but I don't think he's going to go nuclear.
He can't.
And okay. I just think he's just going to be an asshole to other world leaders.
Yeah,
and that's hilarious.
And people,
because they can't stop us.
No, and people are like
what are they going to do?
Do we have the largest army by like
yeah,
five
what
times?
What are they going to do if Trump calls fucking Angela Merkel a fat bitch?
Dude,
they're not going to do anything.
This is
plus
the,
Putin's friends with us now.
Yeah. Because I was going to say,
unstoppable.
The only way to fuck with
we're
America is if China,
machine.
If China and Russia got together, we'd be fucked. But Russia's with us because Putin is like, oh, dude, this dude's a fucking psychopath just like me. Yeah, world domination, baby. Emperor Trump is going to rule over the Americas, and we get to keep Hawaii and get Japan because he likes Asian whores.
And that reign's going to last like 7 months.
Dude, that's what it's going to be for the next 300 years. It's just going to be, we're going back to like a monarchy system, two different ruling classes, and Trump is just going to consistently inbreed with his daughters to heir sons like Don Jr., who will continue the legacy, and Putin will do the same with, I don't know, Melania?
I stopped listening to you.
Yes, I was hoping you'd stop me.
I'm sorry. It's from the bowl.
No, no, no. What I
No.
What I wanted to say was I was really excited about it. Before the primaries, I kind of called this because I was like, Trump's going to win because Trump was just way out debating everybody else, and I was like, Hillary can't beat him. She's not well spoken enough. Eventually, his like personality would just overtake her. And besides, like,
Trump
just
wasn't out debating anybody.
No, he was out
debating.
He was out speaking them.
He was talking louder than
he was. Yeah, he was out speaking them. He was out performing.
Yeah,
them. He performed. And but I was like, dude, not to mention just the people that won't that would you know vote for a Republican anyway. The people that are like, dude, I'm not voting for a fucking woman. Will swing it towards him. Like we're not ready for that as a country yet, and definitely not if it's Hillary. And look what happened. She got the nomination. They fucked over Bernie. Trump won. And we're all going to die.
I'm not. I'm going up north.
Oh, that reminds me. So pull it up so we can see if it's more Canada.
It's from the bowl. I see mine, but I'm not going to pull it because it's not interesting. I just wrote bowl.
Oh, well, why would you tell me that? All right, pull that one.
Well, then I'm not going to pull it. Like, what
I meant pull the other one.
Are we going to talk about bowls for?
I don't know. Packing this one, smoking that one.
How much is a flight to Canada?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't pay for flights.
How do you get to Canada?
My dad's been traveling for work for 30 years.
I
don't know. How much are flights to Canada? I don't know.
Would you get like frequent flyer miles?
My dad's Southwest points.
Can he pass those to non-blood? Non-blood related family.
Flights usually cost like one dinner. I might have to play around a golf with him.
I thought you were going to say play around with his balls.
What the fuck kind of family did you grow up in? You think I'd play with my dad's balls for a flight to Canada? Have you been to Canada? It's freezing.
Well, I don't know. It's not like I
maybe
had a
to
dad.
Like, maybe
I don't know how those work.
Maybe to Mexico I'd play with my dad's balls for a ticket.
How do dads
a
work?
I would play with my dad's balls for a European vacation.
Dude, I'd play with your dad's balls for a European vacation. Wait, like a whole vacation or like... Just the trip. Because like a whole vacation.
Just the tip.
Just the trip, you pervert. For the whole vacation, he can put his balls in my eyeballs.
That could be the name of the show. Just the tip for just the trip.
And you just
fondle.
You just walk up to people on
celebrities' balls for a trip to Slovenia.
Check it out. You walk up to random people on the street.
Slovenia in Europe?
Yeah. It's probably not even a made-up country.
Is Slovenia a country?
No.
Yes, it is.
I don't know. I'm not Googling it, so fuck you.
Yeah, I'm not going to Google it. I'm going to reach for it from the bowl.
No, so this is what we'll do. We'll walk up to people on the street with your dad, and he'll expose himself. And we'll go, okay, if you get all the way to full deep throat and you can get two balls in your mouth, you get an all-expenses-paid trip to France. If you only touch the tip, you get a plane ticket to Slovenia. Or you get like a gift card to Chuck E. Cheese. Like the more you do with your dad's penis, the more they get.
I was thinking the other day while watching pornography that they don't have enough penalty box themed porno videos.
There's hardly any hockey porno videos.
And that's I really think that's an injustice.
It's probably the ice. And that's a lot of gear to like take off. Like it's hard to take off like an entire person. Like the body, the weight of padding has to be like a whole other person you're trying to like take off.
Very heavy.
Like I don't know, cuz hockey's for rich white people and I am neither.
Also very sexy.
Is it very sexy to struggle out of hockey pads?
Yeah. It's sweaty. Yeah. There's a lot of dudes around.
I mean, we have football for
the
that.
Showers are going. There's not much ass slapping in hockey.
There's a lot of ass slapping in football.
I see in baseball every once in a while.
Baseball. Dude, the first time it happened to me, like, I had seen it on TV, and it was kind of like a joke, but, like, it had never happened to us because our head coach...
It sounds like you're, like... retelling like
the first time I got molested.
Sexual abuse story.
It kind of was. I mean, I'm not saying I hated it.
Show me on Will or the football coach.
This is why that's why he doesn't come out here. No, our main coach had been a high school coach like his entire like coaching career. Yeah. But then like my junior year, we got an assistant coach that actually played in the NFL. Like, he was just happened to be, like, from the small town where my school was, and he owned some Burger Kings, and he was just bored. So he went to a school, like, closest to his house, just went to the first high school by his house and was like, do you need an assistant coach for your varsity team? And they were just like, are you fucking serious? He's like, yeah, you don't have to give me money. They're like, no, we know who you are because you came from this area and you made it to the NFL.
Has to be the assistant coach?
Yeah.
Not head coach?
It's something to do with... a head coach has to like work for the school because like our head coach was like a gym teacher.
That makes sense.
Yeah, like all the head coaches, like at least, I mean, yeah, everybody has to do work in some capacity for the school as the head coach. All of our assistant coaches, though, none of them work for the high school.
Were they all pedophiles?
No, none of them were. Coach Lansing wasn't even a pedophile. He was just from the NFL where dudes were like were very much more comfortable about like slapping each other in the ass for a good play.
I didn't say he was a pedophile.
No. He could have been. He was a fucking monster.
He could have been. He totally could have forced a kid to fuck him.
Oh, he could have he could have forced a grown man to fuck him, dude. Like, a kid would have stood no chance. So, Mama Holics, I'm very sorry for stepping off the line right there.
I'm really glad I finally got on here and it got weird again. I felt like the last one was too boring. And I was like, this isn't me.
Well, we were really high.
I need
high.
To talk about rape.
No. Aggressive what? Romanticism.
Save aggressive romanticism.
Mama Holics, I'm very sorry.
I'm gonna put that on my Tinder profile.
Don't put that.
Aggressive romantic.
I posted that. Somebody was just like, "You mean rape?" And I'm like, "Well, I mean, how else would you classify aggressive romantic?"
Staring at Alanis Morissette just made me think of an old Canadian TV show. Have you ever seen You Can't Do That on Television?
Yeah.
It stars a
wait,
young
that's not Canadian, is it?
Oh, it's, yeah.
The fucking Nickelodeon show where they'd slime people if you're like,
yeah,
I don't know.
It wasn't like originally Nickelodeon.
It wasn't?
No, it's Canadian.
Oh, so then when Canada dropped the ball with the concept, America picked it up and ran with it like fucking Jim Brown. I got you. No, Canadians suck and America saved your ass.
Is Jim Brown another football player?
He's an NFL legend, yes, sir.
Oh, a legend.
Yeah, one of the greatest running backs
don't
of all time.
You fucking talk to me about sports legends.
All right, you know what? I'm spilling the fucking beans. All right, we've alluded to this, and I'd never say Kevin's last name, and like when I tag him and shit on Facebook, and it doesn't ever give
stop
his last
tagging
name.
Tagging me on Facebook.
Fuck you. We're friends. Admit it and get over it. Just deal with it.
We're work associates.
People know we're friends. People know you've been to my house. They were surprised, but they mostly they were surprised like, I didn't think serial killers hung out in packs. I thought you guys. Because you look like a serial killer.
But was that implying you're also a serial killer?
I think some people have...
Or is it just because you look like a retired samurai?
Why does everybody keep saying samurai? Oh, my God. Don't. Okay, so people who
Probably
are...
because of your ponytail mullet.
It's not
Got
a ponytail mullet.
Nailed it. Smoothly transitioned into that one.
You waited, too. You didn't force it. It was nice.
I actually forgot about it until that moment.
See, well, that's even better. It's almost organic again.
He has a ponytail mullet.
I don't. It's not a ponytail mullet.
The ponytail is above the mullet.
All right, you know how when you're a dude and you have hair and you just like, you don't know what to do with it because
business in the front.
Party no.
And ponytail in the back. Ponytail party in the back.
Pony party.
I'd watch that porno.
Pony party in the back. Pony party in the back.
Yeah.
I'd watch it.
It'd just be dudes in those like really realistic horse masks.
You know what? We're gonna jump super early then to the Netflix pearls because it actually ties in perfectly because we're talking about pornography. My Netflix pearl is called X-rated. The world's greatest cinegraphic pornographies or something. God damn it, something like that. Now I can't remember the full title. But basically,
where's my?
Because I knew I wouldn't be able to remember the full title, I put a note in my phone.
I'm not going to count this as Googling.
It's not, because it's a reminder note. It's a quick memo.
Are you using an
Android
device?
I'm a liar. I didn't. Yeah.
Then I'm going to count it as Googling.
All right. Well, I'm putting it down because I didn't put it in there anyway. no, it's called, if you just put in X-rated, you'll see it. And they go back to like the first, you know, they go back to Deep Throat. Which is, you know, released in theaters. Like, people went and saw. Like, they were talking about Jackie Kennedy. Jackie Kennedy Onassis. Like, the first lady was waiting in line to see this movie because, like, everybody's
no,
like...
No, she wasn't.
Yes, they have film of it. They showed it.
She thought it was Star Wars.
No, because it was the first movie to be released in America, like, in a theater like that. And it was just, it was pornography. It was hardcore fucking. Like, the
was
Linda Lovelace.
Rape? Did you watch the movie about it?
No. What it was about was Linda Lovelace. And I think there was a rape scene. There was a rape scene in a lot of porns back then. It was like it got kind of uncomfortable.
There was like an autobiographical movie about it, starring the big-breasted chick from Mean Girls, and they made it seem like she was coerced into doing a lot of that, drugs and manipulation, not like straight up, but like she was beaten and stuff.
Oh no, no,
it
no,
was
no,
a
no.
Really sad story.
Well, it didn't look like it. I mean, because they interviewed all the stars and the directors and shit, and like that never came up. It never seemed like it. Everybody was like, they kind of like they didn't expect it to do what it did because it was such an experimental type of film to release in the U.S. And then there was I can't remember the one after, but there was one after that where, you know, again, it was just like hard, and people like Johnny Carson was at that one waiting because all these people were like, dude, this is, and they were trying to like, they made big stories about it. Linda Lovelace was a woman who loved sex, but no matter how much sex she had, she could never orgasm. And she starts seeing this doctor and talking about it, and it turns out that her actual G-spot is like in the back of her throat, deep in her throat. So, and then she finally finds a man with the perfect dick to hit it so she can finally orgasm. And it's like, but there's like an actual storyline. And it starts going through about how some of these old movies, like, if you would have taken out all the hardcore fucking and, like, made the acting a little bit better, like, they were good stories with, like, plot twists and, like, not all of them. Taboo was one where it was about the son fucking the mother. Yeah, that was kind of weird.
What?
Yeah.
Is this a documentary about all these pornos?
Okay. Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
That's
don't do
the
that.
Noise it'll make.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
That's the noise it'll make.
No.
If the screen goes
okay, so Mama Holics, I'm sorry about that hard stop and then opening to. All they hear is me going, no, 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 no. And then they come back to you going, eh.
Yeah, that's why I did it before you said anything.
Oh, you're such an ass. My computer's a piece of shit.
Diabolical Canadian.
You're mad genius. My computer's a piece of shit, folks, and it kept shutting down, and I had to pause it because we actually lost like 3 minutes to start with because of my piece of shit computer. But so hopefully we won't have to do that again. I'm trying to stay on top of it for you. I think I may have found a solution. Mama Holics, I dedicate everything I do to you. Cheers. Here's to you. Some water because I got cat mouth.
You just quoted Bryan Adams lyrics, kind of.
Everything I do it for you. Yeah.
I was going to sing it, but I possess self-awareness.
Oh, I'm very self-aware of how poorly I sing. I don't. I don't do it because I'm good. I do it because it's fun.
Just like comedy? And podcasts?
That's hurtful. That's hurtful. I'm good at and comedy.
Human Resources Administration.
Oh, I'm so bad. Oh, so work, right? Dude, I don't know how the fuck I still have a job.
What'd you do?
I have not, like, okay, I've been kind of frustrated at work because just, I don't know, like, the way, like, everybody seems so petty and fucking, like, I can't trust people there. I can't trust a lot of people there because I've told you, like, a couple of people have been like, oh, it's great. They say this behind my back while they act nice at my face. That's so.
That's why you don't talk to anybody.
Well, I don't anymore. Like, I've really cut it down to, like, you.
You talk to me.
Yeah. Well, that's because nobody else will talk to you.
We're
so
friends.
No, it's because nobody else will talk to you. So who the fuck are you going to tell my shit to?
Way too many people talk to me.
Me and Jackson.
The red corner is pretty close-knit.
If I would be back
we
there.
We have secret handshakes.
Secret assholes.
We choreographed a dance.
Are you guys going to do it in the next Tuesday meeting?
Spoiler alert, it's just the Tootsie Roll.
Tootsie Roll! No. So, like, I've been kind of, like, frustrated. And plus, it's just a mind-numbingly dumb job. And, like, what really aggravates me is that our department's really the only one that ever gets held accountable for shit. Like, if an AST fucks up, we're just supposed to eat it. If a fucking, somebody in support fucks up, we're supposed to try to fix it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just our department seems to have to put up or, like, make up for a lot of shit. It just annoys me. Because then we'll get yelled at for every little tiny fucking thing. It's like, are you serious right now?
No one gets yelled at.
Well, we get emailed. It's more of an annoyance. It's not like it's hindering my fucking growth as a human being.
I had to make a chart the other day to send to people. Yeah. And I was told not to highlight it in red because that makes some people feel negative. Like they've made an error. I had to change it to yellow.
You had to use fucking non-aggressive, neutral tones to not upset or trigger anybody because sometimes you can trigger people with unintentionally triggering them.
And I was just,
and you can hurt their feelings.
The person I wasn't made to do it, but it was strongly suggested that I
right.
And I looked at the person and I was like, really?
Oh yeah.
And she goes, Do you not relate red? I was like, no, I'm not a crazy person.
Well,
I'm
you
so
are
emotionally affected you. By fucking the color of highlights on a graph at work.
It's actually proven to be like a subconscious thing. Certain colors, that's why like a lot of hospitals are in like neutral and like pastels and like not real dark, not real bright. One, it's easy to clean, but it also gives a feeling of sterility and calmness. Like orange and bright red and things like that can incite like more aggressive feelings.
I understand that, but in order to take it like that way in email, the person receiving the email has to assume some sort of intent.
Right.
Like, oh, Kevin's trying to shave me via Excel spreadsheet.
Oh yeah, no, that's still fucked up. There's still some.
Like, no, fucking red just stands out.
Our job is ridiculous. Oh yeah, so
all jobs are ridiculous.
This is how ridiculous our job is, right? So I've been I was on probation. Like I actually forgot about it because my last review apparently I got
again,
in trouble.
This is just Friday,
huh?
You're just confusing your life with the movie
no,
Friday
no.
again.
No, I was on probation at work. I've been in real life probation, but anyway, So I was
Can I
on
ask for what?
Huh?
Can I ask for what you're on probation for?
Oh, yeah, my review. When I got my review last year.
Well, I meant real probation.
Oh, Grand Theft.
Auto?
Credit cards.
Did you steal the video game Grand Theft Auto?
That would have been epic. But no, that would have been so meta.
I had a buddy in my fraternity that did that.
Did he get caught?
Yeah.
And run from police?
The cops came to the fraternity, and we have, like, they're called composites, just like all our photos. We can, like, put
right.
on a fucking fake bow tie and shit. And, he brings in a picture of, like, a security cam from, like, Home Depot or something. And it's clearly my buddy using the fucking credit card. But you can't really see his full face. And so the cop's like, have you seen this guy? He's like, no, officer, I don't recognize him. And then the officer, like, looks at the picture of him hanging on the wall next to his face. He's like, you sure you don't recognize him? I'm like, no, the photo's a little blurry. Can't say that I know who it is.
Oh my god!
He's like, "Are you sure?" And he just looks at the picture. I was like, "Nope, don't know who it is." Sir.
Nice.
He goes, "All right, well, if if you get any new information, just give me a call. And he got pinched and on house arrest and stuff.
No, there used to be this girl that we could just kind of go to her house and knock on her window and be like, hey, can we come in and like do stuff? And she'd be like, yeah, let's do some stuff. And one day we were doing
like
stuff.
Crafts?
Yeah, we'll call it that. We'll call it she would
like finger puppets?
she would weave baskets out of my pubic hair with her tongue. That was way graphic and gross.
You should have just had her suck your dick.
And much, much better. Yeah, what did I think of that?
Man,
shit.
Just a good pubic tonguing.
Yeah, because, I mean, dude, on weaving those baskets.
Was it a cat? Are we talking about a cat?
No, it wasn't actually human being.
That isn't appropriate behavior for a cat, but acceptable behavior for a cat.
Nothing a cat does is acceptable. Cats are pointless. No, it was an actual.
Feline AIDS.
It was a human woman, and she would do stuff with us, and I was in the bathroom.
Ooh, a woman?
Yeah, I was in the bathroom doing stuff with her, and one of my friends ransacked the house. Because there's like three dudes there. We're taking turns, and we want to take turns in the bedroom together. So then one of my friends ransacked the house, got her parents' credit cards, and we charged up some jewelry. And when the cops arrested me, I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And they're like, well, this is what we have you for. And I'm just like, I'm not saying anything. So I took the charge. And then when I got off probation, and I got this like discovery paperwork, and I got like some shit unredacted. Well, not unredacted, but... figured out what some shit was. It was like, oh, the dude that took them got arrested before me and told the cops that I had taken them. And me not thinking that he had done that ate his charge trying to be a good person. Huh. I'm a piece of shit. I'm like, that was like probably the dumbest thing I've ever done in my life. At least one of them. Because now I have a felony.
I think that's a Denzel Washington movie.
Remember the Titans?
Yeah, that's it.
No.
Don't sully the name of Remember the Titans.
Dude, that's one of the greatest movies
ever.
Your
made-up felony story.
I do have a felony. You can't Google me. It's been so long ago. I'll show you my fucking... I think I still
I
have
believe
a rapper.
You.
Yeah, why would somebody
I'm
lie about
talking
that?
Talking nonsense.
I'm not
How
a rapper.
How do you not get me yet?
I'm high. I've been high all day. Oh, so yeah, that wraps back to work. So today, the other day...
I've distracted you from every story ever, and it pleases me.
I keep rapping back to him, and that pleases me. Tom...
I forgot to rap back to one.
Ah, well. I forgot about that one, so the ones I remember I'm happy with. Tom takes me off into the office or whatever, and he's like, hey, I just want to let you know your, whatever it's called, PRB or whatever... he's like, it's done. You know, you can apply to other positions. I was like, oh, I forgot about that. And he's like, yeah, you know, you've been doing a lot better. Even other Tom said so. And I was like, really? And they're like, oh, yeah, you've been doing really good and everything. And I'm thinking in my head, like, dude, I've been getting progressively more high every day over the last, like, 2 months. I take longer breaks. I fuck up on my lunches. I do all kinds of shit that should not keep me employed, and they're telling me I'm doing better.
You sound like the perfect candidate to steal the next promotion from me.
I think I will. I think I will. This was a good plan. It's working. We're just watching Alanis Morissette in the background to keep the computer on. It's just playing. Yeah, man. No, I don't. Well, this was the other thing I said to Tom, too, and I was so high. It was, I could not stop from fucking gritting, especially after I said it. He was like, as we were walking back, because we had to go in one of the front offices, we were walking back, and he's like, yeah, everybody says you've been doing better. I was like, yeah, have I been doing good enough to get a dollar raise? And he goes, well, you know, maybe if you put in some work for it. I'm like, that's a lot of work to get a whole dollar raise out of y'all. Tom, I got to be honest, I don't think I have that much ambition in me. And he kind of looked at me and he smiled and he's like, you're just biding your time, aren't you? And I was like, meh, I mean, I'm here. And he's like, yeah, I got you. No worries. Like, he knows. I was like, I don't have any ambition for this podcast.
That's how everyone there is. Or most people.
Dude, just wait. If I get this other job that I'm going for, I already have my goodbye email planned.
We got to stop talking about work. Hits from the bull.
All right, hits from the bull. I mean, if anybody ever figures it out, we're both fired, but...
will Canada accept me?
Before we do that hits from the bull, your dad... Yes, the story
will
I
Canada
forgot.
Will Canada accept me? No, never.
Not after this. Kevin's dad, the reason that we said he's a pseudo-celebrity is he is a famous... I won't say the name. They really want it that bad. They can go find the name pretty easily. But he's a famous
NHL
hockey coach who he's famous because it was a Stanley Cup game. Was it game six? Game five?
I think it was the playoff game.
I thought maybe it was just a playoff game because I read the story a while ago. But he, like, as they were after the game, as they were walking back towards the locker room, him and the, one of the team's coaches got into a little argument, and all of a sudden Kevin's dad hit the ground, and Kevin's dad says he was...
I think he only stumbled.
No, I read thing where he hit the ground. Like, not hard or anything, but, like, he went down, and one story...
I have to rewatch the video.
One story is that your dad fell. The other story is that he was pushed. But very audibly, you hear the other coach say something like, have another donut, you fat lard, or you lardess.
Fat pig.
Fat pig. Have another donut, you fat pig. Kevin's dad has been referenced in a movie. If you watch Wayne's World, there's a little homage, a little shout-out in the beginning.
He's also in Mike Myers' new book about Canada, apparently.
Yeah, you heard that. Somebody read a Mike Myers book and thinks he's still relevant.
Wow.
Yeah, that was pretty brutal. Mike Myers had a long, successful career. Forget what?
It's Mike Myers.
Wayne's
yeah,
World?
Yeah, he's weird looking now, but he was...
Wayne's World. Austin Powers 1.
Wayne's World
2. I'll give you a pass on Wayne's World 2. It wasn't as good, but it was pretty solid.
Have you seen So I Married an Axe Murderer? My favorite
When he's the uncle... Or the granddad talking about the kid in his giant fucking head. That was pretty funny. Look at the size of his head. It's like, so big.
It's like a carrot on a toothpick.
It's just a fucking
head,
red head.
Move.
It's just this like 12-year-old kid.
He's going to cry himself to sleep on his huge pillow.
Oh, my God. Just that
I
little,
love that movie.
That ginger kid with that giant-ass fucking melon. Yeah, I mean, I actually kind of liked his part in Inglourious Basterds because it was so subtle. Like, you didn't even realize it was him, and then I was, like, reading something.
Yeah, because he's incredible.
I wouldn't go that far. First of all, it was a very small part, and second of all, no, because it was actually him. It wasn't him in a wig or in cosmetics or in fucking teeth. No, it's just actually what Mike Myers looks like.
I'm saying he's, in general, incredible.
Yeah, I mean, did you see Cat in a Hat?
No.
It was a hot pile of garbage. Well, so my daughter, she was like two, and we were standing, we sat in that row that's always by the railing because I wanted to put my feet up on the railing, and she literally, the whole movie, was up on the railing, like leaning as far into it as she could to just fucking stare at this travesty. It was so bright and colorful, and I'm just sitting there like, if she wasn't so fucking happy right now, I would just leave.
Oh, so the child... for which the movie was intended, enjoyed it.
She wasn't old enough to understand
like
what was going
your kid
on.
To Schindler's List when she's two, and being like, "You fucking idiot! You don't like good movies."
Look, she's got to learn. She's got to learn.
The struggle is real,
Emily. I know we're not Jewish, but you should always know that white people are awful.
Do you let her listen to this?
No, God, no.
Does she know it exists?
Yeah, she knows.
So she's obviously listened to it.
No.
Why wouldn't she?
She is totally embarrassed by me. She is absolutely terrified that her friends...
I'm also embarrassed by you.
That's hurtful. I expect it from her. She's a teenager full of angst. She's 17.
Yeah, that's basically me in a nutshell.
Yeah. You're a 17-year-old teenage girl?
Yeah.
Discovering your body?
Yeah. That's why I like Buffy the Vampire Slayer so much.
Hey, fuck you. Buffy's raw. Actually, Buffy's for nerds.
I love Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I wasn't joking.
I watched the movie with Christy Swanson and Luke Perry and Paul Rubens.
Yeah, I've seen that also.
And it is also
good.
Who's the head? Rutger Hauer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody else was in that movie too, weren't they? I know Allison Flanagan was in the TV show.
Allison Hannigan was.
Hannigan. Somehow she played a 17-year-old for 12 years.
Seth Green.
Seth Green's fucking
raw. She
didn't
play a 17-year-old for 12 years.
She played a 17-year-old for most of the time on there, and then she was like a 20-something, like... She was well into her 40s when she was finished.
And stuff. It was only like 8 seasons.
Was it? I thought it was longer than that.
No.
My podcast listeners
me.
Are just...
There are other seasons in comic book form.
Oh.
It's not on TV.
So no seasons then. It's a comic book. It's not a fucking season. Get your shit together.
I'm just saying it's labeled seasons.
So yeah, like
I
was saying...
enjoy that.
Like I was saying much earlier, My Netflix Pearl is X-rated.
Never let you finish an idea.
I've read back to most of them. I think I forgot another one, but I'll catch it later.
False alarm.
God damn it. What the fuck? I panicked. What's going on? He's supposed to do that when the computer fucks up so we don't have to hard pause you again.
I will do that whenever I want.
My Netflix Pearl is X-rated. It's really interesting. Like you,
is it a documentary about the porno movies?
Yeah.
That was a question I was asking before we got cut off.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. It's a documentary about the porno movies. So it starts talking about Deep Throat, and then there's another one. I can't remember the name. It's the opening of Misty Beethoven was another original one. And, like, these were movies that, like, literally, if they had not had all the fucking in them, would have been, like, in cans and shit, like film festivals. Like, they were, like, very, like, artistically done and, like, really put effort and production into it.
Deep Throat was basically a rape film.
No, there was... I think there was one rape, but it wasn't... See, they kept saying rape, and they kept talking about rape scenes, but none of them were like... None of them looked like rape. It just looked like rougher sex. Like, the girls were kind... Were like, they were saying no, but as they were saying no, they were also, like, grabbing and pulling towards. You know what I mean?
No, so, I never raped anybody.
I've never eaten... God damn you, son of a bitch. It's not like that, man. Watch the movie though, or watch the documentary. It's really good. It's like an hour and a half. It goes all the way to movies from like 2013, 2014.
Pornography makes me uncomfortable, so I'm probably not gonna watch it.
Dude, we got on this because you're talking about pornography.
I mean, I talk about it.
I'm not saying to watch it with your mom.
It's been like a shame spiral for a month and a half afterwards.
See, it's not really pornography because they don't just show the fucking. They show a lot of, like, really, and they talk to the people about, you know, making them and shit. Jenna Jameson's in it. A bunch of current stars are in it, whose names I can't remember because I'm not that into porn.
I was just going to ask you, how many porn stars could you name right now?
Veruca Salt? Veronica Salt?
That's a band.
No, yeah, that, goddamn, what's her name?
Alt-rock feminist band?
No, it's Veruca something. She's like a little rocker billy porn star.
So zero porn stars is your answer.
Well, no. Asa Akira. Well, Sasha Gray does real films now. She did this movie called Would You Rather that was pretty cool.
I bet you it wasn't.
It actually was good.
What was it about?
Well, it's
in 10 seconds.
It was about the Would You Rather game, but it was run by some rich, sick fucks in a big old mansion, and they were betting on who could make
10.
It the longest.
I didn't really count.
Damn. Scared the shit out of me. I was like, but it's really sick. Like, it's like, would you rather, like, cut your eyeball with this razor blade or stab your neighbor in, like, the leg? Like, really weird shit. Like, one's like, would you rather drink this knowing that there's a 50-50 chance it's deadly poison or try to hold your breath for a minute and a half? Like,
that sounds awful.
Yeah, and it's not bad. It's interesting. I saw it. There's parts where you're just like, oh, you're like cringing at what's about to. It's very psychological.
I don't like watching movies like that.
More porn stars I can name. Danny Daniels. Oh, what's that? Marsha May.
Danny Daniels?
D-A-N-I. Danny. Girl's name Danny. She has like really big natural boobies. And I think she's from around here because I think somebody I know knows her. I think that's the one we were talking about. She is only like 22 or 23, though, so she does like a lot of that younger stuff, so I'm not really with it. Marsha May is...
Do you watch old lady porn?
No, I like MILF porn. You know, well, I like what they call MILF porn when it's really just like a 32-year-old whore. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Bubbaholics. I apologize for my... foul language.
You just farted.
No, I didn't. Shh. The mic didn't pick it up.
But I picked it up.
Oh, you about to pick it up.
I'm putting it out there.
Yeah, sorry. I eat a lot of nuts and raisins and granola, a lot of things that go through you.
Are you proud of this podcast?
No, not at all. I don't even know why I do it anymore. I'm pretty sure nobody listens past like the first 20 minutes. They're like, nope, it's not any better than the last one.
The app cuts out. They probably don't even know it's an hour and a half.
It's an hour. I'm trying to keep it at an hour and a half or less. Some of them are getting closer to two. I don't want to go that long. I don't want to have to listen to myself.
I'm shooting for three.
Oh my god, no.
Yeah. It's gonna be like tantric sex.
If you guys haven't heard it yet, listen to the End of the World podcast from Joe Rogan. It's Joe Rogan, Doug Stanhope, Bill Burr, Bert Kreischer, Tony Hinchcliffe stops by. Brendan Walsh stops by.
Please just start quoting other podcasts on your podcast.
Well, no, I'm not going to quote it, but it's just, they're doing it. It's like a live election coverage. It's like 4 hours that they're watching like the election numbers roll in and shit, and they're doing it from the Comedy Store.
That'd be neat.
Oh, dude, it's some of the best comedians working right now. I'm only like halfway through. There's still like Joey Diaz is supposed to make a show on or appearance, a couple other people. Dude, it's one of the funniest fucking things I've ever heard. Like, I was dying laughing at work today. I was also really stoned.
You keep saying that. Like, you don't want to work. You're daring.
It's weird.
To keep me on staff.
It's just to see. But this is the thing. I've never once mentioned where I work.
You did. Last time I was on here.
I didn't say the name.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
You absolutely did.
I absolutely did not.
You did. We can check the tapes.
We actually have tapes, folks. This is a very low-cost, low-rent production.
I actually have Alanis Morissette on cassette tape, but I left it in St. Louis, and I'm very sad about that.
I would be too, man. I'd be very sad about a lot of things in your life, though. Like the fact that you're Canadian.
I feel like I could say the same to you.
You could, but like...
Like, I'm sure she's a blessing, but I would never want a child.
Yeah... Me too. No, I love my daughter to death. And I say this all the time, if I could take like my daughter exactly how she is now, like personality, every moment that we've had together, everything like that, I don't want to change anything. But if I could take everything that I've had with her and everything and move it back like till I was like 24, just because like I was so fucking young when I had her. Like, that's no person at the age of 18 should be responsible for another human being. Like, that's not okay.
They should barely even be responsible for themselves.
Most of us aren't. I wasn't. Dude, from the time I was like 18 to 24,
you
didn't live in.
Knocked the chick up.
Yeah, it doesn't get much. I don't even think I had a job when I pulled that one off. No, actually, I had two jobs. That's a lie.
I don't think you pulled anything off.
No, I didn't pull anything out. Gross. No, I had two jobs at the time, though. I think I begged her between jobs.
Like, in between shifts?
Well, like, I got out of one job at, like, 2 and didn't have to go to the next job till like, 4:35.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah. So, like, I was very industrious. And then I would just stay up all night doing drugs and then go to work and do drugs and take, like, a quick nap after I did some drugs. I did a lot of drugs is, I think, the main topic.
I was going to school when I was 18.
I was doing drugs. When did you start doing drugs?
Not until I was like 23 or 24.
And what all have you... Because I've talked about it before on here with me. Like, I've done just about everything.
I haven't done much. A lot of them scare me.
Like, what do you mean, scare you?
Scare me.
You're a fucking adult.
Yeah, adults can get scared.
No, they can't. You're supposed to be brave.
I just scared you. Like earlier on the podcast. Yeah,
you did. Randomly yelling, fuck, 10 seconds!
Yeah.
All right, well, what's your Netflix Pearl, man?
I'm
going to fart again just because you're going to call me out. So.
Oh,
that one picked up. That was.
I heard it.
That, I'm going to say
I
that
saw
I stood
a spike in the iPad.
I'm going to say that I stood put my butt by the mic instead of letting people know that I may have just shit myself.
If you shat yourself, I would have let them know.
I'm sure you would have. I would have let you know.
I would have known. You think you can shit yourself 3 feet away from me and I wouldn't pick up the stench? I have an uncle who has shat himself past the age of 30 twice.
Shut up.
Yeah, once was in my presence.
I haven't shat myself since I was 28. But in my defense, I had food poisoning and like 105 temperature and was like trying to crawl out of bed. I was like, I think I got a fart. Nope, don't got a fart.
My uncle was just drunk.
Yeah.
And he blamed me because we were at the WWE restaurant in New York.
Yeah.
And I wanted to stay there to watch Raw. So we were there for like at least 5 hours. And my uncle didn't want to poop because they had like one of those bathroom attendants. And he was like, I don't want to poop that close to a guy in a suit. I don't fucking know.
So your uncle's weird is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
I got weird bathroom things, too. Yeah.
And so we finally get back to the hotel, and he's, like, scurrying. And he's like, I got to meet you guys up to the room. He goes to the lobby to find the closest bathroom. and then he comes up way too quickly. Like, the poop should not have taken that quickly, and then the commute back up to the room. And he just runs in the bathroom and jumps in the shower. And my dad's like, Marty, what are you doing?
Of course your uncle's name was fucking Marty, you white piece of shit.
And then he's like, nothing. And my dad looks at me, I'm like kind of a younger kid. And I'm like, what's going on, Dad? He goes, Marty, what happened? Nothing, shut up. And my dad opens the bathroom door and like grabs his shoes and there's just like shit in him.
Oh.
He goes, oh, Marty, you shit your pants again. And my eyes light up. I'm like, again? I don't even remember the last time I shit my pants.
Oh, dude. It's so great when you find out embarrassing things about adults as kids. Oh, like, remember that first time, like, your mom said something about, like, an uncle or your dad or some shit? And, like, you were just like, oh? She's like, no. Don't tell your father I said that.
That didn't happen to me.
Thank you for stopping that. Kevin the Brick Wall Koharski, are you a fucking goalie, son?
I keep getting distracted by the videos.
Don't get distracted. Did you hit
my
that?
Netflix
that
pearl. My Netflix pearl.
Your Netflix pearl. And if I do have any new listeners, a Netflix pearl is the it's a movie or TV show.
God, I think we can fucking figure it out.
Preferably on Netflix. Doesn't have to be that. You might not know about, but you definitely should be watching. Kevin, you fucking creep.
Dan Aykroyd talks about aliens.
Wait, did you tell me about that before?
I told you about it at work. Dan Aykroyd talks about aliens. It's Dan Aykroyd just smoking cartons of cigarettes in a sweaty, dimly lit room, just spouting nonsense about aliens.
Oh my God, how have I not watched this?
Like his thick, like, I don't know, is it Chicago accent, wherever he's from? Like, it's awesome.
Oh, I fucking love Dan.
I guess like his family is like actual like ghost like hunters and shit. Like
I could see it.
And yeah, he totally believes in fucking aliens and ancient aliens.
So do I.
He fucking talks about it.
I don't know if I believe in ancient aliens, but I definitely believe in aliens.
I kind of believe in ancient aliens.
I've said this on before in the podcast. I believe in aliens, and I believe that they're hanging out just outside of the like Milky Way, like just outside of where we can see. And they're, like, peeking at us. And they're like, all right, guys, chill out. They haven't made it to us yet.
Aliens don't give a shit about us.
No, aliens are fucking terrified that we're going to make it to them and fuck up their shit. Aliens are living amazing, peaceful lives.
They aren't.
America is...
They aren't.
America is Seattle. It's this commonwealth.
It's not.
Why are you being a piece of shit? Look, would you want to hang out with us, man? If you were an alien and you were, like, this advanced, peaceful, like, perfect utopian race and you looked at Earth, would you want to be like, yeah, let's get those guys over here?
That's what I'm saying. They don't give a shit about us.
No,
they're beyond us.
Yeah, they're beyond us, but they want to make sure. Better yet, this is how I said it. We're like little kids and like we're going out onto our front porch.
Grown ass man.
Shut up, bitch. You're a little kid. Okay, listen, men on film.
Good reference. I like that.
If you guys don't know what that is, just go back and watch seasons of In Living Color. Seriously, it was an all-black sketch comedy show. It had a whole troupe. It wasn't two dudes, and it was fucking amazing.
And it had Jim Carrey.
It had Jim Carrey. I want to say Alexandria Wentworth, but that I always feel like I fucking...
It had all the Wayans.
All the Wayans, yeah. At one point, Sean Wayans was SW1, and he was just the DJ.
It had J-Lo.
It had J-Lo as a dancer. J-Lo started as a backup dancer, then moved to head dancer, then became an actress.
They're called Fly Girls.
Fly Girls. Whatever. They were fucking dancers. Damon Wayans. You know, all the Wayans were in it. Fucking amazing. David Alan Greer. Tommy Davidson. A lot of Davids, I'm noticing.
There was a white blonde chick, but I don't know her name.
That was Alexandria Wentworth, I believe. Okay. Takai Crystal. I can't remember her last name, but she was really funny. Like, it was great. It was a really funny show. God damn it. Oh, so you're a little kid. This is Earth. Earth is like this little kid that can go out on their porch, right? And our universe, like our immediate galaxy, that's like the front yard. Like we can see Pluto is like the corner where the mailbox is and like Jupiter's like the big oak in the front, right? And we can see a little bit outside of our universe. We can see a couple other like little galaxies, but we can't get to them. We just gotta lean out and see them. And everybody else is in their house like if that little fucking demon kid ever jumps that fence, I'm putting one in his fucking brain. I'm not letting that little piece of shit into my house. And so if we ever jump that fence, dude, We're done.
Did you just advocate for shooting children?
Only if they're Earth?
Too soon, bro.
Only if they're Earth children?
Too soon.
All right, so what's your Netflix pearl?
I already
said. Dan Aykroyd. That's how we got in this whole alien.
You're not good at this.
I'm too high. I keep getting distracted by you getting distracted by Alanis Morissette playing over my right shoulder.
Very sexy. She almost married Ryan Reynolds.
Dude, talk about fucking reaching up. Ryan, I still can't believe he's Canadian. That breaks my fucking heart. Deadpool.
Deadpool's Canadian, too.
Yeah, I know, and that breaks my heart as well.
I feel like you just need to learn to accept that Canadians are people, too.
You're not, though. No, I'm just kidding. Love
Canadians. Zombie Beavers.
Zombie Beavers is such a good movie. It's like that classic fucking over-the-top cheesy horror film.
Hits from the ball.
God damn it, man.
Oh, you did this one twice.
What?
Oh, I just put it back in the bowl.
Yeah, dipshit.
Will Canada accept me? No.
No.
I answered it previous.
Yeah.
See previous answer.
Harshly.
Has not changed.
Harsh no.
That's when I picked it's bad.
Harsh no.
How much is a Canadian?
Let me see. I think that was supposed to be Canadian hooker.
Like, how much do we typically weigh?
No, no. How much is it
worth on the black market?
How much is a Canadian hooker? Wait, I can sell you on the black market?
I mean, you would probably have to portion out our organs, but
I'm okay with that. I can portion out your organs.
I bet you couldn't.
Have you not taken care of them?
I'm eyeballing the steel chair right now, and it's eyeballing your forehead.
Dude. Okay, I've actually legitimately thought about the like fucking things you see on like the internet where it's like people will buy a human testicle for $15,000 to $30,000. I've legit just sat there and then like
I would sell my testicle for that much money.
Yeah, I've looked it up. I'm like, how do I sell my testicle? And they're all like,
you should
fakes.
Be in jail.
No, I'm not just gonna be like outside of places
samurai
like
samurai jail.
Outside. I have the half ponytail that dudes do. I think I can pull
and
it
a
off.
Mullet.
I do not have a mullet. It's just my curls sticking out from underneath.
Which is exactly what a mullet is.
No, a mullet is shaved head in the front, long in the back.
It's
not
shaved in the front.
Or cut short. It's not short.
But it is when it's pulled back.
It's not cut short when it's.
But it's
not
cut short because it's pulled back.
But it's short. It looks short because it's pulled back. Therefore, you have a mullet.
No! That is not how this works.
It clucks like a mullet.
My hair does that cluck.
You're Jeff Foxworthy.
Dude, that's too low. That's low, man. That's you know what? No, this
be
fucking
a red,
podcast
you
is
over.
This
be
podcast
a,
is over.
You might be a redneck if you have a ponytail.
Get the fuck
on
out.
Top of your mullet.
I hate you so much and everything about you. Take me to Canada with you.
All right.
Yeah, I do. All right.
But no, I don't know how much Canadian hookers are.
All right. I want to talk about this real quick.
I have
quick.
A cousin who drove me around once and showed me where all the hookers were, though.
Yeah, how was that?
I didn't buy any.
Why not?
Hookers are creepy.
I don't know if I'd buy one off the street. Like, if I would get, like, an escort, maybe, if I was in... All right, if I was ever in Las Vegas, I would go to the Bunny Ranch and buy a hooker, because that's, like, a historic place. It's, like, one of the... what is it, America's oldest whorehouse? No, like, it's it may not be, like, great
like
history.
Like, your living history, you dirtbag.
Dude, that's historic. That's why you go to the French Quarter in New Orleans. You go to the fuck.
Yeah.
You take a tour of Alcatraz if you're in San Francisco, and you go to the Bunny Ranch when you're in Vegas. Yeah. It's historic. You're taking history in.
I went to the Grand Canyon.
Did you?
No, not the Grand Canyon. The Hoover Dam.
The Hoover Dam.
Hoover Dam.
Those are pretty big fucking differences.
Not much. They're both probably really boring.
What do you mean probably? You said you went. How do you not know?
I said both were probably really boring. Oh. I know one is really boring.
Really? I would think it'd be cool.
No.
Oh. I mean, just once. Like, one time just to be like, oh, that's pretty neat. I like to know how things
My
are made.
My dad made a
like,
lot of damn jokes.
Ah, son of a bitch.
Which was unfortunate.
Have you seen Beavis and Butthead Do America?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it's one of my favorite parts of the movie, where you just Beavis in the back, I'll be damned. Oh, that's damn impressive. Excuse me. Is this a goddamn?
What music video is on right now?
I don't know. Some Alanis Morissette.
Looks very
Precious romantic. Illusions.
I've never heard that one. Is that a new jam?
I don't know. We're not going to listen to it. They're In one of them, there.
I am the guest here.
Sir, I don't give a shit.
Wow.
You're not a guest. You've been on here almost enough
last
to be a fucking co-host. You've almost been.
Can I be a co-host?
You just start just doing this on a regular basis?
Yes.
Did you look way too excited to hang out with me?
I will ruin every guest you have on here.
Well, I'm not going to do that to Becca next week.
How much does an apartment in Canada average?
Again, one bedroom.
Square foot weight?
One bedroom.
Volume?
Just a normal, like, how much would my apartment cost me in Canada? How many loonies?
I haven't been there in like a decade.
How many loonies?
The Asians are buying up all the apartments.
Yeah, you sound really racist when you say that.
Well, I'm just quoting other people.
Did you say Asians or the Asians?
I said the Asians.
Yeah, that's what makes it racist.
I meant to say the Asians.
No, that's what makes it racist. When you say the
I'm being ironically racist.
Who's? No, you're not.
I am.
Well, I know that.
I don't even know where the Asians are buying all the property.
Oh my God.
I literally read Rubbery. One headline that it's like Asians buying all the property in Vancouver. Rent's skyrocketing.
I forget who I was talking to.
Just one province.
I do know I was talking to somebody else a while ago, and they told me they had like a surprisingly large, like, not even just like Asian, like doesn't speak French or English, like speaking Chinese, like population. Like,
probably in Toronto has like its own little.
Little Chinatown.
Yeah, am I allowed to say Chinatown?
Full
of Chinamen.
Oh my God. Oh, we're going to get sued.
Are you going to post this by who?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to post this.
I haven't said anything about Jews yet.
Do you think? Oh, Jesus Christ. Dude, you can't talk about Jews. I want to be a famous entertainer. You cannot talk about Jewish people in negative light.
Pretend like you're Jewish. Change your last name.
One of my friends, I won't say his name because he actually works for like a news network, like a really high important one. I don't want to get him in trouble, like, even though like we're not like besties, but just I don't want to. Anyway,
he replied to you on Twitter once?
No, we've worked together when he was down, and then like we'll comment on each other's shit, but like. I posted something. I was getting, for somehow I got signed up for J-Date.
Somehow. That doesn't just happen.
No,
you signed up for J-Date.
No, I don't sign up for internet dating sites.
They don't just sign you up.
So I think somebody did it to me.
Oh, yeah, probably.
No, because I tell all my friends what I'm going to do it to them because I've done shit like that to people. Anyway, I don't think I signed up. I might have signed up for a porn site and they took. Anyway.
You did. You just said you signed up.
Not for J-Date.
You did.
Anyway. I kept getting emails from J-Date, and I put on Facebook. I put on Facebook. I was like, I keep getting emails for J-Date. I mean, I'd like to start dating again, but I don't want to change religions to do it. And my friend Dave was like, "You want to make it in showbiz, don't you?" I was like, "You know what? Good point. Pass me the locks."
But don't some people pretend not to be Jewish?
They change their name so they don't have to ride out on it. Because I think that's what it's like for a lot of them. I don't know, like, my name is so fucking basic. I wish I had, like, a Jewish name.
Your last name is Hernandez, right?
I'm not Spanish. Do you know fucking...
No, you're Puerto Rican.
No, I'm going to stab you with this pen between us. I'm not Cuban. I'm Dominican. That's from Scrubs. Because Turk doesn't know what his fucking wife is. No, dude, fucking, Cynthia at work... Asshole, she, her, not you. Well, you too.
Stop talking about work. I'm out of hits from the bowl.
Well, take a hit from the bowl then.
Like a literal one?
Yeah, I think there's something left in there.
We'll give it a shot.
Why not?
I'm hungry. I'll swallow some ash. I won't swallow ass though.
Yes, you will. Ladies and gentlemen, in case you haven't noticed, we do like marijuana on this show. I'm an advocate. So California passed a rec relation. It's medically legal. And have you seen the restrictions for it?
Yeah, they've expanded. We've had this conversation.
Oh yeah, we had it at that place.
There's some tricky wording that gives me confidence.
And see, basically, the tricky wording for those people who aren't down here is it's supposed to be debilitating diseases, and the examples they list are like. Cancer, AIDS, HIV, I can't remember the fucking... But they were all, like, very serious diseases along those levels. And then it says, or, like, you know, or other such diseases as, like, prescribed,
yeah,
right, diagnosed.
It says the licensed doctor can prescribe it.
It gives some leeway for
them. Yeah.
But here's the thing, like, Kevin says that's great, that gives doctors room to fucking give you weed. But I've been down in Florida too long. Florida, one of the fucking biggest problems they have is a pill mill problem, fucking prescription drugs. People come down here and get fucking hooked on them because doctors just hand them out like Pez to these fucking junkies. Because pharmaceutical companies are like, oh, yeah, you'll get kickbacks. Like, Florida is fucking full of corrupt doctors taking money from Big Pharma. Big Pharma does not want people smoking weed. They spent so much fucking money all across the country to try to get weed recriminalized, which is, like, it's ridiculous. Like, they didn't think it would happen. When it happened, they're like, nope, we need to get taken off the ballot. They're trying to, like, make up fucking crime rates that are just obviously not true.
It's too late now, though. It's done.
It could still happen, but it's not going to.
It's done.
Yeah.
It's happened.
I don't know. I'm saying it could be recriminalized. Like, they can reclassify it as a Schedule 1 and make it legal again. They're just not going to.
They would have to change an amendment, which takes a 60% vote.
Well, no, because like it's not federal. Remember, this is a state law. Federally, it's still illegal. That didn't change.
Yeah.
Some states made it recreational. California joined recreational. Yeah, Florida joined medical.
Florida made it legal for medical.
Right, but
they
did that
by amending the Florida Constitution.
I'm just saying that.
Which took a 60% vote.
And
so to change the amendment, it would take another 60% vote, which means they would have to change 40% of the voters' minds. That's not going to happen. It got over 70% of the vote. It's fucking happening.
No, they don't have to change 20% of the... because it was all.
They would have to change 40%.
I thought it was like a 60... Didn't we get like 61?
No, it got 7... It needs 60%. It got like 70... I've read between 70 and 74.
Okay, so...
So in order for you to get 60% again...
You'd have to take like those 34 off, yeah.
And then add an extra 30 to it to get 60%. So you'd have to take half of the people that want it, change their mind, and get them to vote again. It's not happening. It's not happening.
No, but what they will do at this point, at least in Florida, because again, we are just lousy with corrupt doctors, is they'll just pile fucking kickbacks to the doctors. I guarantee you they'll be like...
Corrupt doctors are everywhere. You think it's just in Florida?
No, but I'm saying it's one of the things we're known for.
They can't stop it.
No, but it's such a fucking epidemic down here. So people need to calm down with the legal weed because it's still not going to be easily accessible, I believe, for at least like 5 years.
To quote my friend Kyle, it's fucking Florida. There's going to be weed doctors on the side of the highway.
We do sell everything. You can get oranges, turtles, vegetables, rugs. Rugs, you can buy rugs here year-round. I can drive you through the city on a Saturday and fucking we'll find 8 different rug marts.
I need a rug.
Are you sitting? Dude, no, rugs that are bigger than your fucking place.
I need a small, quaint, round rug.
Like, a doormat would be too much for the inside of your place. It'd be like, whoa, your floor is dominated by this mat. You have a tiny place.
I'm going mute.
That'll be good for the rest of the podcast.
Keep grunting for a second.
That's my dick in your mouth.
I think this is going to be my last time on here.
Nah. I'll ask you again. You'll get super excited and come back like a puppy when I'm like, you want to go outside? Yeah.
There's nothing on TV tonight. So, like,
no.
What else am I going to do?
Did you miss The Flash the other night?
It was a rerun.
Was it?
Yeah, because of the stupid election.
Whatever, dude. I was all about fucking Ink Master. Reruns of... Dude, Ink Master is so good.
It was actually pretty entertaining.
If you guys have Hulu, you know what? Here's a little bonus fucking for you. If you guys have Hulu, go watch reruns of Ink Master. They have, like, all... I think it's, like, 7 or 8 seasons on there. Just fucking start from the beginning.
# Team Sausage.
That'll make sense in like season 2 or 3.
Don't spoil it.
Well, they just
promoting my new sausage product.
Sausage kind of turned into a dick over the next 2 episodes, and now he is gone. He's gone like 4 episodes later. But this is season 7.
Don't
people.
Don't tell anyone,
dude. This shit's like 3
I'm
years old.
I'm never gonna watch that show again.
Whatever.
So I'm safe,
dude. Sausage turned into a dick. He tried to get fucking. He tried to get clever.
What did he do?
He was just trying to do some underhanded shit, and then when Christian got a skull pick, he was like, hey, bro, just remember, I've always had your back. And Christian was like, when? When the fuck have you had my back? When have you done one fucking thing to show you had my back in this house? And Sausage just kind of had to look at him like, all right, you're right. You caught me lying.
If I was Sausage, I would have been like, I haven't destroyed you yet.
No.
You're welcome.
No, because he hasn't been...
Sausage out, and I would have dropped my ink needle.
Sausage had been fucking up. Sausage
Impossible.
Was slipping. Yeah, it was sad, dude, because his work is... But then the elimination tattoo, the one he got eliminated on, he ended up going head-to-head with somebody. He went head-to-head with Maddie, and he put fucking forth a solid tattoo. Maddie's was just better. So it's like he got sent home on a really good tattoo, and it was sad.
I don't believe you.
You can come watch it, man. When are we watching Survivor Series? When is that? Is that next weekend?
I'm watching it at my brother's.
You keep saying that, and then you're going to text me last minute and try to sneak on in again.
I already asked him. He's not traveling that day.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you can provide bacon-wrapped lobster.
Can I watch it at your brother's house?
No. His wife.
Is super racist?
Yeah.
Do you have any poems about her dried-up uterus?
I have several.
Do you have anything with you? We're getting about that time, and we should start doing we should start wrapping this bad boy up. Let me check.
Can you make
what do you mean you don't fucking look at your shit?
I forgot, man.
Get on the Wi-Fi, access your shit.
I don't know how to get on the Wi-Fi.
Hit Wi-Fi on your phone.
Wi-Fi on your face.
Wi-Fi is the name of his penis.
Oh, I was just gonna say that.
Beat you to a sucker.
Is it Homemade Studios or Pineapple?
Homemade Studios, I'm assuming.
You can't tell me the password on the show.
I can't. Everybody will know it, and I'm not pausing. All right, never mind. We're not going to.
I think I have data.
Oh,
keep talking.
Shit.
Keep talking.
You might have to go by the window. For those of you that don't know, because you're new to the podcast or you're not one of Kevin's five friends that are listening, Kevin does poetry, and it's disturbing. In a way that cannot be described.
Disturbing does a pretty good job.
Yeah, good point. I think the first poem we read on here was about the cast of Full House picking up a homeless drifter and having a big orgy with him.
You make it sound so heartwarming.
It was not heartwarming, folks. Do not let my smooth tones fool you. I have to say it like this just to take away some of the horribleness. Yes, it's a deep love story about the cast of Full House. The cast of Full House picking up a hobo and having sex with him. And ladies and gentlemen, when I say the cast of Full House, stop. When I say the cast of Full House, I mean. From Danny to Michelle to the dog to the twins to Uncle Jesse to the Rippers. That's right. Jesse ripped her.
Even Mr. Bear.
Even Mr. Bear.
He got jizzed on.
Kimmy Gibbler. That whore got banged. So watch.
The dad actually banged her.
He says that, but I don't think he did.
Why would Bob Saget libel bang Kimmy Gibbler?
Because Bob Saget says...
Have you seen the chicks he was banging on Entourage?
Because Bob Saget says whatever the fuck he wants to get a reaction. By the way, Bob Saget is one of my favorite fucking people in the world.
By the way, your little whisper montage you just did made me far too uncomfortable to read.
Did I offend you? Do you need to go into your safe space?
No. I did find one, though.
Okay. What is it? What's this one about?
It's just called Fast Food Sex is what the file's called.
Okay.
I don't know if that's probably not the title I would go with. If publishing.
If
when I self-publish my book.
Oh, this one hasn't even published yet, so...
No, it's on the blog.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special treat for you.
I don't think I've...
Hey, stop. Hold on, I can do this.
It feels weird knowing that Will's here. It makes it weirder.
All right. Is it weird that I'm closing my eyes so I don't laugh at you? All right. God damn it. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special treat for you tonight. Kevin from the Manfred Munchbox is going to read a poem entitled Fast Food Sex.
Couldn't come up with something better? It's going to leave me hanging?
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up. Kevin Karski.
I really don't want to read. Alright, it's called Fast Food Sex. I'm so uncomfortable. My tongue is a clip bomb, your vagina's a tick farm, my dick's like a kid's arm with an apple in its palm. You can tell that my foreplay is full of sarcasm, Despite my best efforts, you'll find an orgasm. Your G-spot was hiding in your vaginal chasm. I try to be quick, in and out with my dick. Sex like fast food when I'm not in the mood. Dick like a Big Mac. This king has a whopper. If I'm talking proper and keeping it real, it's more like the toy in your Happy Meal. A choking hazard is real. It requires a warning, ages 16 or above. It don't fall in love. It won't wear a glove. But chick, no one needs you, all alone with no socks. If I get very horny, I'll just jack in the box.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was...
I'm sorry.
Kevin from the Man for Munchbox with Fast Food Sex.
That was very good, man. I felt emotional, and it took me to places that I had not previously been, like Jack in the Box. I've never been before. I will
you
never
ever
go.
Been to Jack in the Box?
No, I mean, they don't got them down here.
This is going to sound dirty, but get the tacos.
I don't want a Jack in the Box. Get the tacos. The box
the
I jacked
fried
in.
Tacos. I like their jam. I like that sort of thing.
I don't.
And they're
I don't
cheap.
Oh, I kind of want tacos now. I should go pick up my kid, go to Taco Bell, and then I can shit myself tomorrow at work and wrap this full round podcast circular back together.
Would you ever podcast a shit you took?
No.
Why not?
I don't like to do more than one thing at once.
You could call it Porta Podcast.
Porta Podcast. So, all right. For my new listeners who I've never told you this story, and I haven't told it since like the first or second podcast. When I was planning up to do a podcast, I was like, all right, what am I going to call it? I'll call it my mom's favorite podcast, because she probably doesn't know what a podcast is, but if she were to find out and listen to one, she'd probably only listen to mine, and she'd tell me how much she loves it all the time, because my mom's super supportive of all my material. No matter how fucking ridiculous it is and how dirty it is. My mom's like, oh, that was so funny. I showed everybody at work on the computer. And I'm like, Mom, don't do that.
Does your mom listen to the podcast?
No. And I've never told her because I've talked some shit before. But this is I called her up before I was going to do it, right? And I was like, hey, Mom, I'm going to start a podcast. Do you know what a podcast is? And she was like, well, I know pods are those things that they'll bring to your house. You can put all your shit in. Does it have anything to do with that? I was just like, no, it has absolutely fucking nothing to do with that.
Mom, I'm starting a portable storage business.
And then after that, I think I was out here. I think it was the first one I was talking to my friend Mike Morris. And you should just do a podcast all about fucking pods. Do it like from a pod too. Like just get a pod, set up a little studio in it, and do a podcast. It'd be so fucking meta.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be so meta.
It would get good acoustics.
This is the Pods Podcast from inside of a pod, and we're going to be talking about pods on the Pods Podcast.
What kind of pods? Like any kind of pods, or like specifically the pods you're sitting in? Like pea pods?
Well, I was assuming the pods that are... Oh, yeah, we could talk... You actually could maybe do a pod.
You could go anywhere with it. There's lots of kinds of pods.
Yeah, we could talk about the pods.
Seven kinds of pods. You could do a week's worth of podcasts on pods.
We're going to do
you
one.
You could do Pogs, too?
We could do 12. We could do...
You should do a podcast about Pogs called Podcast. Does that exist? Podcast? That's got to exist. Do you have Pogs? Do you know what Pogs
I haven't... I remember them, but I never played them.
It was just, like, slamming stuff down.
Yeah, I was already, like, 18 and, like, had discovered acid when that was happening. So I was like, okay, you play with those little cardboard circles. I'm going to go run around in the forest and have conversations with trees and
there
be magical.
Were 18-year-olds playing with Pogs, or are you hanging out with 13-year-olds?
No. It was one of my kids in my neighborhood. He was 16. We went to the same high school.
Still too old for Pogs.
Okay.
You should call him.
Maybe that was the first time that I'd heard about him.
Hey, buddy, it's been a while.
When?
You were too old for Pogs.
How old are you?
A really personal.
We talk about this all the time.
How old do you think I am? I'm 33.
So he was your age. How old were you when you were playing with Pogs?
I don't know. I think it was like middle school.
All right. Well, apparently you're just advanced. My friends are all half a tard.
I'm very trendy.
You are very Canadian. And by definition, therefore, cannot be trendy.
By Canadian standards, I'm trendy.
So you're
you
rocking out.
Back to the Future?
Damn it.
The new hit, Betamax.
Oh, I remember Beta. I'm old enough to remember going to the movie store, renting a movie, and my mom being like, make sure you get this one, not that, because like certain movies were in Betamax, and then you could only get certain movies in VHS.
I don't know if this is accurate, but no. I was always...
It's not.
I was always raised to believe that poor people had Betamax and rich people had VHS. But I don't know if that's true.
Initially.
I just... Really?
Well,
it like cheaper?
Initially, it was the same. Well, it was Betamax was the answer to the reel-to-reel.
Oh, Betamax came out first?
Yeah, Betamax came out first.
I thought they came out simultaneously.
No, it was
like HD and Blu-ray or whatever.
It's more like the VHS and the DVD player. Like, yeah, you could go to a store and you could buy VHS tapes and you could buy DVDs, but you were going to spend like $20 more. A DVD player used to be, you know, like $400 fucking dollars. Okay. You know, and it was just kind of like that. So, like, yeah, VCRs used to be like a shit ton of money, and you could get a Betamax for like, well, back then it was like $10. People were like, oh, it better fucking last me. And it would. I swear to God, there are probably still Betamaxes out there. Dude, you used to make shit to last. I remember fucking.
You're so old.
I am so fucking old.
They didn't make you to last.
They didn't, dude. I'm fucking falling apart.
It's farting yourself to death right now.
Yeah, dude, I'm prolapsed from that last fart. I'm so sorry, Bobaholics. I was too far. And for those of you that don't know what prolapse means, Google it. Just Google prolapse images. And then hit enter, and you're welcome.
James is Googling it right now because he has no idea what it means.
No, you want to know? I found out what it means because I was watching this animal show.
Mean, like, your butthole fell out?
Kind of, but like also some your anal tubing, the track, anal track.
The sexy part?
Butthole. You know, where you stick your tongue.
Ew. Have you tossed a salad before?
No.
Liar.
I haven't.
Have you had your salad?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I didn't ask for it.
Go on. How did she sneak in there?
No, I was on my back, and she was, you know, laying in between my legs, fucking giving me some head, and she kind of, like, started with the nuts, and I was like, all right. And she used to do this, like, I had messed with this girl before, and she'd do this thing where she would flick my taint with her tongue, and she went to do that, and I kind of arched up a little bit for her, and then she, like, hit my b-hole, and I was like, whoa. And
did
I froze.
Did she mean to hit your b-hole?
Well, that's what I was like, because I didn't want to, like, just grab her face and, like, stick it in my asshole, and that'd be, like, kill the romance. So I froze. I was like, what the fuck just happened? Because I was 19. So it's like, I wasn't ready for 19's that.
19's too young to get your butthole licked.
Yeah, and I froze, and she kind of, like, she did it again, and I was like, that shit just happened on purpose. And I kind of, like, arched up just a little bit more, and she fucking went at it, dude.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, dude. It was, dude. Have you ever had it?
No.
You heard a finger up your ass?
No.
I haven't either, but one of my friends has.
Clinch it right off.
One of my friends has, and he's like, he's sworn me to secrecy. I'm like, seriously, there's four people that know about this. Me, him, the girl, and one other friend, and that's it. And if anybody else finds out, he will kill all three of the rest of us just to make sure the secret stops. Like, he is very sick. But he said, like, some girl was blowing him, and she just fucking shot a finger up there, and before he could do anything, he was like, well, wait a minute now, let's... And he's like, I've never asked for it again, I don't even think I want it again, but it was nice. That's kind of what getting your b-hole, like it was... You know why they call
You're
it...
You're a better friend than me.
You would have told everybody.
I did. I told everyone that he got his butthole licked, and that he liked it.
Wait, is that for me, and is that telling tomorrow at work?
Yeah, this is just the future. Spoiler alert. No, and he got super pissed. We were still friends. We ended up being roommates later. And then he hooked up with one of our mutual friends, and they used a butt plug. Oh. And she told me, and I didn't tell anyone. I decided to be a good person. But people found out because it was someone using a butt plug.
Right.
And I told so many people about him getting his asshole licked
that they just
assumed I would tell everyone that he used the butt plug, and he like called me up, didn't even ask, just started fucking screaming at me. And so from then on, whenever I saw anyone that we both knew, I would be like, oh, hey, how's it going? Have you seen Brian in a while? He likes butt plugs now. We didn't stay friends.
You like ruined this guy's life because you're petty.
No, he's like way more successful than me.
Oh, so
the
maybe.
Only thing I'm good at is being petty.
So
that does not get you far in the business.
I will not take that away from you. That's no. This one girl I was with, she tried to stick her finger in my butt, and I choked her on accident. Like, the way I was above her, like, I was sitting, okay, my elbows were over, like, she was on her back, and I was laying on top of her. Like, we were done having sex, we were just laying there. Like, I was much skinnier at the time.
Sex.
And I had my...
Behind a dumpster after a frat party?
No, we were in her room, and she was awake, you fucker. I'm not a frat boy, you.
Yeah, now continue your story about you choking a woman.
So my elbows were, like, above her shoulders, like, on the bed, and we're sitting there talking or whatever, and she's got her hands in my ass, and everything's fine, and I'm like, all right, whatever.
Wait, in or on?
On.
Okay.
She's just, like, on the cheek, because remember, I'm mixed.
That's how they get you.
That's how she tried. So, like, because I'm mixed, and when I was skinny, like, my butt was still big, so, like, I'm used to, like, white girls who are only been with white guys being like, oh, my God, you have butt, and so, like, she's playing with my butt, and I'm like, whatever, she's on the outside. She's not even, like, breaking the plane. She's on, like, the outside of the cheeks, and, like, her hand stopped moving, and she's just chilling, and we're bullshitting or whatever, and, like, her hand, like, starts to kind of creep towards a crack, and, like, I notice it in my head, and I'm like, what the fuck is she doing? What's going on back there? But I don't acknowledge it. Like, I just continue talking to her. And, like, as she got closer, like, I'm just, like, I'm getting more and more, like, hyper aware of how, like, because she's, like, slowly just, like, rubbing my ass, like, on the way to the crack. And she gets close, and all of a sudden she just fucking goes for it. She, like, jerks her hand and just, like, tries to stab me in the butthole with her fingernail. And, like, I didn't even mean to, but, like, I told you, like, my arms were crossed with my elbows over her shoulders and my wrists were crossed holding me up by, like, my throat. Just instantly, my wrist fucking chopped down across her throat. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And she goes, and I was like, I'm so sorry. And, like, I came up off her throat. And she's like, I thought guys like that. And I was like, no. No, we don't fucking, not without any warning. Yeah.
That's rude.
So then, like, the next time we're having sex, like, I'm laying on my back this time. I fucking learned my lesson. And I look at her, like, desk that was next to her bed. And she had one of those desks with, like, the shelving, like, up high. You know what I'm saying? And I look across the top. And the first couple of times I was over, I just thought there were, like, different candles and, like, little weird, like, dolls. Like, I never really paid attention to what was up there. And now I'm looking, and there's, like, 5 or 6 different sizes of butt plugs.
It,
like,
was butt stuff.
Mixed in and out with stuff. And I knew her boyfriend at the time. I couldn't tell anybody at first because she
Wait,
was...
what?
Yeah, she had a boyfriend at the time. I know, I'm a horrible person. I was 21. Leave me alone. I couldn't...
Everyone involved is a horrible person. I'm out of here.
And all of my friends, we had a bunch of mutual friends and shit. The boyfriend was kind of a dipshit, like, so I mean, don't feel too bad. It's not like he was a great guy.
I'm not going to lose sleep over it. I don't know this person.
Yeah. And so eventually, like, I couldn't tell anybody because, you know, we didn't want the boyfriend to find out. But once, like, shit, like, we got caught and everything came out. Oh, yeah. I told fucking everybody. I'm like, dude, he likes things in his ass. Like, I was showing, like, drawing sizes and scales. I'm like, this is what goes up his ass. He wasn't friends with any of our mutual friends after that.
So you did ruin that guy's life.
All
over some butt stuff.
Dude, you ruined
Trump
people's life.
Proud. I did it because he falsely accused and then yelled at me.
Emperor Trump, okay, if you go back through my podcast, one of my earlier podcasts, I said, I said, I don't see it, but I really hope Trump wins, gets into the White House and just goes, so you know all that crazy shit I said was just to hype you guys up to get me in here. I'm not doing any of that dumb shit. I'm going to be very reasonable. And he actually has a plan to fix the country.
He's doing all of it.
He's doing all of the crazy shit. But I'm hoping he doesn't.
He's doing as much crazy shit as we'll let him.
Oh, and we're going to let him do everything. Like, yeah, it's going to be insane. Like, the next few years are just going to be... I mean, it's going to be hilarious, dude. I can't wait, honestly. Like, I'm at the point now, like, I was upset at first. I was dismayed, as in disbelief. I was angry. And now I'm just kind of at the point where it's like, you know what, dude? It's going to be interesting. I mean, I don't think there's too much damage he can do. Like, the worst thing is he's probably going to make us look really bad and, like, internationalize, like, other leaders and whatnot.
I think the problem it's going to cause is the culture is going to change. And I think some people are going to think certain things are more acceptable.
Oh, well, that's definitely happening.
I think that's the extent of the true damage that he's going to do, but that could last a while.
I mean, I don't, like I said, I think it's really only going to do damage in the eyes of like the international community. You know what I mean? Like the way that he meets with other world leaders and shit. Putin, Israel, maybe one other country, but I think a lot of countries he's just going to say stupid shit, say dumb shit.
That to me is the stuff that doesn't matter. Because that, they can't fucking do anything about it. Because we have a multi-fucking-gajillion-dollar army.
But yeah, but we're not...
It's the stuff that I think that people are going to do to each other is, I think, really the most toxic part of Donald Trump.
I don't think... I think that if shit starts happening, he will come out and just, you know... Because I don't think he's a complete fucking animal. I think a lot of what happened over the last year and a half was for show. I think maybe he got a little carried away with a lot of it at times. I think he definitely got fucking carried away with it at times. But I don't think he's that fucking insane megalomaniac like, you know, he's been kind of pretending to be. I just don't, dude. I think that once he gets in there and... you know, has some time to kind of settle the fuck down. Because everything's going to be really fucking hype. People are going to be screaming and yelling. He's going to, like, I think he's going to get more reasonable. He's already getting more reasonable with the things that he said in the media. He hasn't come out and been like, fuck you, everybody. He came out and he's like, to everybody that doubted me, there was some people. Oh, you know, I'm going to be reaching out to you. You know, I need your help. I need your help to do this thing right. Let's do this together. That was a horrible Trump impression, by the way. I'm aware of that, so don't mention it. But, you know, like, so, I mean, he's already saying the reasonable thing. It's just, you know, if he actually continues and follows through with that plan. It'll be interesting.
He doesn't have a plan.
He has a plan. I don't have a plan for life.
He doesn't have a plan.
He has a plan.
He doesn't have a plan.
He has a plan.
He doesn't have a plan.
It might not be a good one, but
no,
he has
a... he doesn't have a plan.
Whatever. I'm going home to watch South Park to see how they address this. Because I guess they frantically rewrote the episode. Like, dude... You know how you always hear the shit that's like the conspiracy theories about how the media is biased?
And it spilled.
It was empty. The media is biased and they just say things that aren't true, you know, to try to fool us.
That's not a conspiracy theory. That's what the media does.
Yeah, because apparently, like, all I've heard is how Hillary Clinton's doing great in the polls and how she's crushing it and how this and how that. And, like, Donald Trump, like, he's really, like, lost all votes. And he spanked her. He fucking crushed her. So it's like,
my theory is that people who voted for Trump don't use telephones, the internet, or like they don't like trust people.
No,
so
dude.
Someone was like, "Who are you gonna vote for?" They would just be like, "Shh," and like, dude, point a shotgun at him.
There are, I know a lot of people that are pretty reasonable that voted for Trump. A
but
lot of it
not reasonable.
A lot of it has to do with he's horrible, but. What it really boils down to in the most basic sense, and I'm not going to get into details because we're done and this is where we're going to end, but the most basic sense of it is that he said horrible things. She has done horrible things.
Trump's also done horrible things. Everyone's done horrible things.
Yeah, but I mean, just like a lot of the even look at the ads. Like, yeah, the ads were negative, but all the ads that were negative about him were showing about him mocking the handicapped guy, him saying they grab him by the pussy line, him saying these things. But all the negative ads about her were about horrible things that she's done, ways that she's already put the country in risk. The worst thing they said about Donald that he, one of the worst things was that he would set off a nuclear war. Well, yeah.
He also wouldn't pay his workers. And he would sexually harass them. And he would walk in on 15-year-old beauty pageant contestants changing clothes.
Okay, first, I thought you had to be 18 to do Miss America.
But he's definitely been sued several times for not paying workers.
Yeah, no, that's definite. But and I'm sure he said some shit to some fucking pageant winners. I just think it's weird that nobody said shit after 20-some years. And then all of a sudden people were like, oh, the guy running for president? Oh, yeah, he totally fucking molested me all the time. You know what I mean?
I'm sure they did.
I'm sure he did.
Girls came out against Cosby when it happened.
Right. That's
Bill Leskin, he was Bill fucking Cosby.
Right. That's why I'm not saying it didn't happen. And Trump's white. So, yeah, like...
Also, did you see what happened? Whenever people come out against a public figure like that, they get attacked on Twitter called whores. You were asking for it. How dare you lie? Why would anyone...
Well, they didn't have Twitter when it happened initially. Because they're talking about shit going back like 15 years.
Yeah, but you can still get shamed like in the media.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
And
we need
by
to,
your friends if and by we, strangers on the street.
Can we please, as a fucking country, agree, for the love of God, that when a woman comes out and says, I was sexually assaulted or I was, you know, whatever it was, can we at least go, okay, what happened? And let's not just go, whatever whore you were asking for it. And let's also not just go, okay, where's the guy? We'll castrate
him. That's what I'm
saying.
It's like the people who are always saying, like, oh, she's lying. You got to give it, you have to wait till the facts come out for the court, whatever. They say that to defend the guy, but they don't say it to the, they're like, you also have to wait for the facts to come out before you defend the guy.
Yeah, it's the way they
like
say it too.
Chicks cry rape, but dudes also rape.
If they were to come out and say, okay, we definitely hear what you're saying. Let's get all the facts. Let's take care of this. That would be okay. But the way that a lot of these people say it, that honestly gives dudes, not all dudes a bad name, but like gives the women that are like, look at this chauvinist man and like this pro rape culture. Like, I think that people that give them ammo to say that are the guys that, while they might mean, hey, let's get all the facts in and let's take care of this like reasonable adults, what they're saying is, yeah, right, sweetheart. Why don't you go ahead and tell me what happened and we'll see if I believe you. And then they're like, well, fuck you. You're not going to make me relive it if you're just going to, you know, dismiss me before I start. That's why I think like a lot of rape cases don't get reported, because they're just so, they don't want to have to relive it for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're already feeling judged and hurt. And it's like, if we could stop doing that, just, but at the same time, we can't, as soon as somebody says something, we can't automatically just be like, oh, well, it must have happened. Take his balls. Like, let's get the fucking facts in.
I say take his fucking balls.
If he did it, yeah. I'm good with that.
Out.
Manfred Munchbox. That was the Manfred Munchbox giving the castration news. This is James Bailey. That was manfredmunchbox.com is your website. Manfred Munchbox on Twitter. You don't do Instagram, right?
No, you can follow my dog on Twitter also.
What's your...
At Bacon Koharski.
Bacon Koharski, K-O-H-A-R-S-K-I. No, your dog has a different last name. Your dog is very progressive, and when you guys had your civil union marriage, he didn't necessarily have to take your last name. He might have taken his grandfather's name.
He will never tie me down.
Bitch, you married. That's why you're so excited to get out of the house to do this fucking podcast. This thing was horrible. Like, that's how... Anything to get out of the house. Yeah, no, I'll sit and fucking babble with you for an hour and a half.
James dragged me here.
ManfredMunchbox.com, ManfredMunchbox on Twitter, Bacon Koharski on Twitter. I'm James Bailey, haha. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. My Mom's Favorite Podcast on Facebook. Follow the page, HMB Radio. And guys, as always, call your mother. She misses you. She worries. It's not fair. You ought to know. Monster Podcast, HMB Radio Network.